You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that doesn't understand why you get so excited about the big game every year. The same team just wins every time. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Week. And that's the closest I'll ever get to a sports joke on this program.
Hey! Well, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, mainly Super Bowl. Oh, sorry. No, wait. No. Big game commercials. But first, let's talk about some things we have been checking out.
I don't know. I feel a little deflated, like a ball handled by a certain team.
Yeah.
Sports jokes.
Welcome to an hour of nerds attempting sports humor.
Yeah. You know, I did watch the Super Bowl. I did actually watch the game.
You said it again.
Okay. You know what? Come at us. I don't care. Super Bowl. That's right. No, I did watch the game, and this is probably the least geeky thing I could talk about, but it was boring.
It was a bad game.
It was a really bad game. Like,
I feel like
it was like 13-3. It was 3-0 at the half. Like,
that's a
no one did anything. It was a slug to watch.
Wait, how do you score 3 points?
Was it field
just
goal.
Field goal.
Just a field goal? That was it?
That's a field goal. A field goal to nothing, and then they each scored another field goal and then one touchdown.
There was one touchdown the whole game.
There was one actual touchdown the entire game. Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah.
It's like the scoring of a hockey game.
Yeah.
With less entertaining.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be a pretty high-scoring hockey game. But watched that, you know, had some commercials with it, which we'll talk about after the break.
But I guess this is the part of the show where we do check it outs, right?
I suppose.
He checked out the game.
Checked out the game, that's right.
To be fair, though, you know, we almost say, like, sports stuff is, like, the least geeky thing we can talk about. I feel like
it's not.
Sports fandom is its own... It's his own facet of geekdom.
You can get geeky about sports. That's what all those stats numbers are for.
I mean, come on. There's fantasy football.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting as it sounds, unfortunately.
No orcs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Blood Bowl, which is a fun game.
Blood Bowl is a fun game. Yeah. I'm racking my brain trying to think of what else. I know I watched something else. Oh, rewatched the movie Streets of Fire. We watched that for our other show. No, I haven't seen that a long time ago, but kind of got the itch.
Which one's that one?
That's the one where there's almost no plot, but it looks like it's set in the 50s, but also the 80s. And also Diane Lane is in it, and she sings a lot. And also Willem Dafoe is very young and looks like a vampire.
And it's the inspiration for like every beat-em-up video game
ever made. Yeah, pretty much. Watching it again, it really struck me how the acting is not great and like the plot is paper thin, but it just has so much atmosphere. It's like so aesthetically pleasing to me.
It's just a cool movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the main thrust of the movie is a singer gets kidnapped by a biker gang and this guy comes home from army to rescue her.
From the war.
Yeah.
A war.
But the fun is in the details because, like I mentioned before, it looks aesthetically like it's set in the 50, but also in the 80s. Like it's this weird, like in between kind of time sort of thing. Real neat mashup.
It's American Graffiti Blade Runner.
Kinda. A little bit.
I was going to say it's just Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, honestly. There is a little bit of that. I mean, it's not like futuristic or anything like that. But it's really cool. And it was done by Walter Hill, who did The Warriors, which is another really...
You know, it was kind of weird. You're talking about this movie, and for some reason, The Warriors did pop up into my head.
It's this, like pre-Warriors.
It was made post-Warriors, but you can almost see this film as like in the same kind of... Not like canonically, like, you know, set back to back or anything like that, but you could see that it could take place like some nebulous time before the setting of the Warriors because it has kind of the same kind of, you know, big, overly dramatically like themed biker gang. this one is everyone wears leather, including Willem Dafoe, who wears what can only be described as leather hip waders. I take it, Josh, you either didn't watch this or don't remember watching this. So
I don't think I watched this movie with you.
Yeah, no, okay. you weren't here. Did it.
Okay, so I'm going to try to find a picture of Willem Dafoe's leather hip waders. Someone else talk about it. Check it out while I do that.
Well, I'm going to say, if this sounds interesting to you, definitely go check out the episode we did of No, I Haven't Seen That.
Yeah.
Because we go real in depth on it there.
No, you're saying like leather hip waders, and all I'm picturing is Sean Connery and Zardoz.
You're not too far off.
I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3. Pretty much nonstop.
I bought it and I haven't touched it yet.
You gotta open that. You gotta open that cellophane.
I mean,
on
it's
that box.
It's open. It's just I haven't put it in the PS4.
Well, you got step one. Step two is put it in the game machine.
Well, I want to beat one and two before I play it because it's been so long.
There's videos.
Yeah, watch a summary video. It's not. I played 1 and 2 before I played this, and let me tell you, it wasn't worth it. It doesn't make the story any more
comprehensible.
Yeah.
Is William Dafoe going fishing?
Yes.
Seriously, it looks like he's going casting.
He looks like he's wearing a trash bag that has suspenders.
Yeah.
No shirt, by the way. Yeah. In case you were picturing a shirt, no.
Yeah. No, this is like what this is what Kylo Ren was trying to aim for. Pants pulled right up to the nips. Just straight up there. Yeah. Anyway, continue. Sorry, I distracted.
Like it just looks like it'd be horribly chafing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He's got some athletic tape on those nips under there.
There's some baby powder in there.
Yep.
Anyway, Kingdom Hearts, it's really good. It's really real good. You should be playing it.
Yeah, I saw like some of the videos and stuff of like some of the like, I don't know when you were to call them, summons or special attacks or whatever.
Well, there's so many special attacks, almost too many special attacks.
Like I know, like in like Kingdom Hearts 2 and stuff, you like summon like iconic characters and stuff like that. This looks like you'd summon like Disney World rides and stuff too, right?
They're called attractions, and like satisfying certain conditions during battle gets you the ability to use the attractions. And there's like Teacup Ride, there's Splash Mountain.
That's not Splash Mountain.
That's not Splash Mountain. It's Splash Wave, I think is what the move's called. There's, what's the other one? There's a big pirate ship. You turn into a pirate ship.
Oh my gosh.
It's really weird. And like, there's so many special moves that it kind of makes the combat feel kind of weird. Like sometimes I just want to hit stuff with the key. But the writing is a lot better than the other two, and like the main plot doesn't make any sense, but
because it's a Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah. It's a Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, it's not supposed to make sense,
but the back and forth between the characters is less stilted than the other games. Yeah. And it's generally funnier.
There's still like just enough like goofiness. Awkwardness,
yeah,
from like,
well, you can still feel the fact that it was translated from Japanese and then dubbed over. Like, it still has. It would kind of be wrong if it didn't have that little bit of stiltedness that the other games had. But it's a lot better. And, like, especially the Pixar movie levels, you can tell Pixar really got in there and helped them out a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I've heard the Frozen level is a nightmare to get through because it is so boring and bad.
I am right at the beginning of that. I just gummy shipped my way there, and I'm about to start that part of the game.
Yeah,
so
that is, like, the major complaint I've heard from most people is that that is like the part that everyone just like, ah, God, it never ends.
I saw a picture today of somebody who built a gummy ship that looks like a GameCube.
Nice. I saw one that looks like a toilet. The gummy ship parts are a lot better than in the other games. Like, it actually feels like a spaceship now.
Oh.
Like, I had to switch my Y-axis to be reversed because it finally felt like I was flying a ship.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of like an open worldy space map instead of just picking a level and Star Foxing through it.
Mm.
So that's improved. It's still like, I don't really want to do it though. It's still like, that's not why I'm here. I just want to get to the next Disney World.
Yeah.
Like,
or Disney adjacent.
Yeah. Or Disney adjacent property. But it's better than it was before, at least.
That's good.
Do you go back to Tron in this?
I hope so. I don't know. I've purposely kept myself from being spoiled.
Oh, cool. Okay.
About where you go, so I don't know.
I mean,
know.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, you go to Atlantica twice.
Yeah.
Mm.
The first world you go to is Olympus, which is weird, and you go to that one in both other games.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
I guess they kind of do it better, though, than they did in the other two, because you actually, like, go around the world more instead of just being, like, a Colosseum and a little bit of the underworld.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, in Kingdom Hearts 2, when you go to Atlantica, it's just a music game.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and how many times do we have to go back there?
Oh, more than you should. Like, 6 or 7 times. And there's original songs that are just the worst. Because they're being translated from Japanese to English over top of music. And it just turns into a huge garbage pile. But that's the other game. It's not this one. The worlds are so much bigger and, like, more detailed and interesting. Like, you just want to look around in them and look at posters and, you know, exist in these cool Disney worlds for a little bit, which is
that's good.
A lot more than you can say about the other ones, which are a bunch of empty hallways.
Cause, yeah, because playing the first one again, I forgot how kind of bad it was, especially walking around in the woods in Wonderland. Yeah. I'm like,
or like Agrabah, like this is just a bunch of yellow buildings and stalls.
Like, here's a ledge, and there's a bunch of stuff on the floor.
And there's a lot of, like, running up walls. There's walls that have a shine to them, and you can run up those, and just getting around is kind of fun. It almost has that Spider-Man thing going on.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it's much better than the other two, while also maintaining the same spirit and
of weirdness.
Yeah, and general gameplay. Like, I've seen people complain that it feels like a PlayStation 2 game, and I'm like, I know, right? It's great.
Please tell me Donald, like, actually learns to heal.
It's about the same.
He's the worst.
Why start now?
Yeah. You still got to heal yourself sometimes.
But there's a perfectly good duck wizard right there.
You can get an item called a Koopa coin you can buy from the Moogle stores that give you, like, an extra life.
No.
So if you just, like, really eat it by accident one time, it'll give you an extra life right there on the spot.
Oh, right on.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Because it's easy just to, whoops, I messed up. I didn't heal fast enough.
That's like one thing I always like remembered, like, I was really bad at with Kingdom Hearts is I would get, like, tunnel vision of whacking Heartless. And I'm like, I'm not watching my health bar at all. And I'm like, huh.
And the plot still, like, you'll think you'll have a handle on it. And then all of a sudden they'll be like, oh no, it's some character you don't know who they are. But they're acting like I should know who this is. Like, it's Ventus and Vanitas and, like, what?
And it's Axel.
Yeah.
Remember the name? I don't know if that's his actual catchphrase.
Got it memorized.
Close enough.
Sora, you've got 3 hearts inside of your heart, and one of them's Roxas, and one of them is Ventus, and who knows what the other one is, and what? But that's not why anybody's here. Like, of course, there's that storyline that doesn't make any sense, but it's still fun to revisit all these Disney worlds and hit monsters with a key. The gameplay's fun, and the minute-to-minute gameplay is really fun. So overall, it balances out to be a very good game.
Well, that's good.
Even though it has a more convoluted plot than War and Peace.
I don't know. I've kind of checked out a few things.
Yeah, go for it.
I started rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho.
That's an old anime.
Which one's that one?
That is the anime about the boy who is a kind of a street punk in school who saves a little boy from getting hit by a car and dies, but then the afterlife decides he can come back, but he works for them as a spirit detective.
He's the one that has the
finger gun.
Can shoot lasers out of his fingers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I remember that being on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Years ago.
Yep. I'm rewatching it in dubbed, and I forgot how bad some of it is, but mostly how bad the dubbing and redoing of the openings and closings.
Mm.
Like, this was before Funimation and other American anime distributors just kept the original music and everything.
Right.
Where they just wanted to make their own song. And it's so
Like,
bad.
But is it worse than One Piece with its One Piece rap at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yo, 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 took a bite of gum gum.
Right, right.
Digimon, Digimon.
Digital Monsters.
Digimon are the champions.
Or the
Digivolve.
God. Oh, that is the worst. Oh.
Case Closed had that really cornball song at the beginning of it. It's the first new century in 100 years. It's like, but then they took it away later, and I'm like, where's the stupid song?
I need it.
Yeah, now I miss it.
Dragon Ball Z had a real bad one in the beginning.
Dragon
Ball Z.
Rock the dragon.
And then there was like a surf guitar solo for 2 minutes.
So stupid.
Oh, it's great.
Dragon.
Like I've watched like the original Japanese opening for Dragon Ball Z, and it's completely different.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, it's very lighthearted. But I don't know. I was feeling kind of nostalgic, and I started watching it, and I was like, I used to really love it when I was younger, and I'm like, doesn't quite stand up on its own anymore. Oh, I started watching Netflix's Troll Hunter.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
I like it.
Yeah?
I did not realize that the voice of the main dude is Anton Lynchin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, in the first season or the first part or whatever, there's like a memorial like after like the first episode. I'm like, what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, did they add that later?
They must
no,
have. Yeah.
No, they knew. They knew and they didn't do anything.
I don't know. It felt awkward because it was like at the beginning of the series. And I know the series went on, it has gone on for a little bit before that tragic event happened.
Right, right. Yeah, but okay, so what's the Troll Hunter about?
It's about a world in which there are fantasy creatures.
Okay.
A lot of mentioned, not many are seen. There's this town called Arcadia Oaks, and there's a town or a world or whatever of trolls that live under it, and they have a champion, destined warrior kind of thing called the Troll Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fighting a evil troll. Like, the Troll Hunter's job is to protect trolls and the world, essentially, from bad trolls.
Oh, okay.
Dark trolls, evil trolls, whatever you want to call them.
And yeah. these are the ones with the hair, the tall hair.
No, these
and
are
the,
no,
and the gems in their bellies.
No. These are more. Those are definitely the evil ones, but they're definitely.
Hey, listen, the three McElroy brothers are going to be some of those trolls.
No, actually, they're not.
They're not. They're going to be like
a button
and tears,
two or, teardrops.
Yeah, which is weird. Anyway,
apparently, when they told when Justin told his daughter he wasn't going to be a troll, she cried.
Oh, jeez.
Dashed her dreams.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, they're definitely more like your Scandinavian legend kind of trolls. Like, they have rock skin and stuff like that. And the evil ones eat people.
Well, I've lost interest. No.
It's actually pretty good. Anyway, the current Troll Hunter gets killed. By the first season part. They don't really call them seasons. It's weird. Gets killed by the first main bad guy. And the pendant, or whatever, this thing. I can't remember what they call it. Amulet. That's what they call it. It's an amulet.
That's the word.
Wait. Are those the boy trolls from the 90s?
We're doing all this troll talking, so I'm pulling up a picture because I
not
just had a weird...
Not the Crystal Defenders
Is that what they're called?
I think that's what they're called.
That's what I'm trying to get. Oh, man. Oh, just roll past a picture of Skeleton Warriors. No. Gotta stop at Skeleton Warriors. No, wait. Keep going. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. I had... Oh, God. Ninja Turtles, Neck Mutation. Keep going. Venus de Milo doesn't exist. The Stone Protectors.
That's what they were called, not Crystal Warriors.
Oh, man. Those, like, action figure troll dolls with the weird gems in their chest.
And they can't have too much hair. They'd be a girl toy.
No,
just enough hair.
I remember a line before that were, like, trolls for boys or whatever that were more, like, based off pop culture references. Like, there's a Terminator-looking one.
I remember there was a troll that was dressed like a pirate, and I just really wanted that troll when I was a kid.
I think I had that one.
The Troll Warriors?
Maybe?
Because I was really into
pirates.
Because
that doesn't look... Who's not? Anyway, Trollhunter. Anyway, he gets killed, and the amulet. That looks about right.
Battle Troll.
Battle Trolls. That's what it was.
Of course.
That's it. Anyway. Yeah.
And the amulet chooses a new wielder, a bear, or whatever, and it goes to a human boy named Jim, and he's the first human troll hunter.
Okay.
And so then a couple of trolls from Troll Market is what this little...
Troll Mart.
Troll Market.
Troll Mart.
It's
a big Walmart full of trolls.
Like, find him and like, hey, you know, this is your destiny. You need to come with us for training and stuff. Also, you know, the trolls can't go in sunlight or else they turn to stone and die and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But it's not bad. Some episodes are kind of weird. Other episodes are really interesting. There's a lot of lore building and world building, especially where I am now, where I'm like in the later part of part one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Isn't it a Guillermo del Toro?
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yep. He created it. No, it's not bad. I like it.
Awesome.
It's all CGI animation. Oh, Kelsey Grammer is the voice of one of them.
Oh, good Lord.
Pretty much. Seriously, he's like the troll version of Frasier.
Oh, nice.
Except he's got two sets of arms and like eight eyes or something, or six eyes or something like
but
that.
But he still hosts a radio show.
Yes. Does he have a brother named Niles?
No. But he's like, his name, they call him Blinky, but it's like short for like his big, long, stupid troll name.
Blinkleton.
Yeah, it's seriously, it's something like that.
Blinky Crane.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Do you ever see that video where he was giving some kind of like speech or something and he fell off the stage and he just went, oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord. We watched the first episode of Russian Doll last night.
Yeah, how is that?
It was good. Yeah. It was, you know, just enough to get me interested in what's going on. But I think the writing is really, and the dialogue is good.
I thought it was kind of funny the fact that it looked like it came out on Groundhog Day. And it has like a Groundhog Day-esque kind of thing,
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, that's what's going on, is some form of Groundhog Day on this woman who...
It's her birthday.
Yeah. Although she, at the end of the first episode, she got out of it. So something else is going to happen.
Huh.
It's not going to be all the same day, I'm guessing. But I don't know. We only watched the first one, but it was good. It was worth watching. She is very, like, a very tough lady. Who just wants to find her cat named Oatmeal.
I can relate.
Yeah, it looked like it's like a darker Groundhog Day. Like, she just keeps dying in really awful ways. From what I gather from the autoplay ad on Netflix. You know, I really hate that feature.
I do too. Because
so much.
If you stop to look at something for 5 seconds, it just assumes you're going to start it and it just starts playing.
Yeah, or
it drives me nuts.
Or it plays a dumb trailer. And for a lot of things that aren't like official Netflix things, a lot of them have the same stupid little tune that plays in the background of the footage.
Like an algorithm picks a set of music from a pile of music Netflix has, and sometimes it's just like
hilarious.
Yeah, hilariously off.
Like, it doesn't match at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's just like, obviously a human didn't choose this. I don't mind if it's an autoplay trailer, but if it starts playing the show, no, don't.
Yeah.
I just wish I could turn the feature off.
Yes, that, yeah.
Like, if I really cared to watch a trailer for something,
I would
click it and click trailer.
Sure.
I hate when things don't have trailers. A lot of stuff on Amazon Prime doesn't have a trailer. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to watch this now.
Well, then just watch an episode and find out, I guess.
Like, there's a lot of stuff where I'm just flipping through, like, oh, man, this looks so bad. Oh, man. I watched Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh,
why
no.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I watched...
Josh, who hurt you?
The first one was pretty good. The first... Nomeo and Juliet is actually pretty fun movie.
It was okay at best.
I mean, there were some moments in Sherlock Gnomes. It was like, Sherlock is a real jerk.
Well, he's...
Especially to Watson.
He's voiced by Johnny Depp, so...
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There isn't. I felt so weird watching that.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit of news. Hey, we're back. That was Sweet Victory by David Isley and Bob Kulick, or SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
It was SpongeBob.
From the episode Band Geeks.
And we played it because they didn't at the Super Bowl halftime show, those cowards.
They really messed it up.
They played 2 seconds of it.
They tried and did worse than had they done nothing at all.
And then rolled right into that whatever rap thing was.
The man came down in a comet.
Yeah.
And it exploded on the stage.
And I wish he would have just kept on going.
Yeah, just went right past.
Just fly right on past. I would have been okay with that.
And then they play all of Sweet Victory, or even Maroon 5 plays Sweet Victory.
That would have been, hey, I would have taken that. That's fine.
I saw people complaining about the halftime show being bad, and it's like,
of course.
It's Maroon 5. Where they're not going to suddenly be good.
Well, no, here's the thing. Yeah, you think, the first thing you think of when you hear, okay, Maroon 5's play, you go, oh, that sucks. But listening to them play all of their hits back to back to back, if nothing else, it makes you go, you know what? Yeah.
They really suck. No.
I can get behind Maroon 5 without being behind, like, the lead singer. Like, I'm a fan nipples. Of the Maroon other four. Like, yeah, I don't hate Maroon 5. You guys can, that's fine.
That's too bad for you.
No, that's fine. Hey, that's okay. I'm all right with having a bad opinion. I don't hate them. I'm not going to buy any of their albums anytime soon. But the songs that they had on the air, on radio, that was okay. Anyway, let's talk about some news. Do we want to talk about the Super Bowl stuff first, or do we want to talk about the not Super Bowl stuff first?
I feel sorry for anybody who has to do the Super Bowl halftime show after Beyonce did it and reunited Destiny's Child.
Yeah, you can't live up to it.
Blew up the whole you're planet Earth.
Yeah, you're done. You're just done.
Or that time Janet Jackson showed her nipple.
Well, that's why it's all bad now.
Yeah.
That's why it's bad. Although, I don't understand why Adam Levine...
Had to show his.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Why did he get to show Janet Jackson's? Yeah. He should have had tiny pasties on.
Well, he doesn't have those female presenting nipples that Tumblr hates so much.
That's very true. Okay, let's get into some news. Super Bowl news or not Super Bowl news? We got one of the two.
Let's do not Super Bowl news. So
let's do not Super Bowl news.
When we run out of not Super Bowl news, we can fill the rest of the time with Super Bowl news.
Okay, we gotta say it because we gotta say it. Fallout 76, there were bad things that happened again. Reset the clock. There's not much to talk about, but here we go.
They released a patch that brought back a whole bunch of old bugs with it.
Yeah, it's not a major problem, but it's enough.
We gotta talk about it. It's tradition at this point.
It's been a month. It's been over a month.
So, bobby pins that you use to pick locks in that game, which are supposed to weigh about as much as bobby pins do, mm-hmm. suddenly started weighing 0.1 pounds instead of 0.01 pounds.
Yeah, so people who had like hundreds of them in their inventory all of a sudden logged into the game and couldn't move because they were so heavy. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but that is kind of a big deal when you're playing in a PvE
game
setting where people can run up and shoot you and stuff.
And we've pretty much become the Fallout 76 mistake news source at this point. So.
For the most part.
What was that one thing where people's accounts were getting like locked out from all Bethesda stuff? Or
oh, no, that was kind of a false lead. There was a guy, there are a couple people that were claiming that they were using a crafting table and by creating items, they were being unfairly banned from all Bethesda games, like an account-wide ban. Turns out the guy was duplicating items and cheating. So it was kind of...
So he kind of deserved the ban.
He kind of deserved
all.
It. Mm. Yeah, but yeah. No, the biggest thing with this patch thing, you know, beyond the weight, the bobby pin weight issue, which it sounds lame, but it's actually a big deal. When they went through and rolled the patch back, and to try to fix some of the problems, Bethesda then went onto the forums and deleted every thread pertaining to any issues to try to cover up any mistakes, and then started banning people from their forums who kept asking questions about, hey, so what's the deal with this weird patch that broke everything again? And they're like, well, no, you don't get to talk on this forum anymore.
That's
your answer.
It's a big conspiracy now.
It is. They turned it into a conspiracy. Yeah. All right, so that's all we have on Fallout. I'm sure.
And now we're all banned from every Bethesda game.
I'll take it. Fine, whatever.
No, I like Doom. I don't want to be banned from Doom.
Oh, fair.
Also Wolfenstein.
Yeah, true. Okay, so pick another thing.
Hey, Dr. Mario. Everybody likes that game, right?
Everybody does.
The pills come down. They're Nintendo's teaming up with Line to make a Dr. Mario game for phones.
I didn't hear that it was Line.
It is Line.
Interesting. Interesting.
And we all use Line here.
We do. That is our chat program of choice.
You guys are the only people I talk to on there.
Same here. Yeah. But no, this is actually kind of a no-brainer kind of thing for Nintendo. I'm surprised they didn't do something like this sooner.
Yeah, this is the kind of game they need to make mobile games out of and not
Mario Run.
Crossing.
It's their Tetris. It's like their proprietary Tetris almost.
Yeah.
And it like... is built for mobile gaming, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So,
do you think it'll look like the old one, or it'll be like a new one?
It'll look like the Wii and Wii U one.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I never played that one.
Yeah. There's the DS one, too. Dr. Mario Express, I think is what it's called. Yeah.
Isn't there a Dr. Luigi as well?
Yes, that was the Wii U one. It was Dr. Luigi, and it had L-shaped pills.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was that during the year of Luigi?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Nintendo's lowest selling year of all the years.
Fitting.
Yeah. Poor Luigi.
So, will we ever get a Dr. Wario where he's like a back alley quack?
He's in Dr. Mario 64. You can play as Wario.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Nice.
He's trying to steal the mega vitamins from Mario.
Oh, well,
I thought he was
fitting.
You know, steal the viruses and weaponize them.
Super Wario chemical warfare.
Yeah. It's like he's throwing the viruses.
No. He's purposely making people sick so he can sell the medication to make money.
Oh, yes, that's it.
That's the scheme. That's the grift.
Yeah, that sounds like a Wario thing for sure.
But yeah, I'm super stoked for this.
Me too. Yeah,
I'll bet it's better than whatever they're going to come up with for the Mario Kart one.
Yep.
I'm a little leery of that one.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on that one either.
They announced it like a year ago at least, and they've shown nothing. I don't even think they know what it is at this point.
Yeah,
Do you think they'll do any of their other puzzle games like Yoshi's Cookie or anything like
that? Oh, I hope so.
Oh, that would be great. Okay, keeping with video game and video game adjacent news, Bubsy. Let's talk about the new Bubsy game.
What could possibly go wrong, you guys?
The IP that no one asked for.
Yeah. They brought Bubsy back, I don't know, last year.
Bubsy was like a Sonic knockoff, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, from the 90s. He was one of those animals with attitude that started in a video game.
Yeah.
And they brought him back last year in a game that was still somehow terrible.
I would put Bubsy at like sub Acro the Acrobat like level.
Oh, yeah, at least his game was, I hear, good.
Yeah, that's true.
Bubsy is bad.
Bubsy was bad.
And what was that one game on? I think it was Super Nintendo where you could throw your hair at people.
Shantae.
No.
Super Nintendo where you can throw your hair at people.
Yeah.
Let me think about
just like clumps of hair.
Like different power-ups or like different hairspray or something give you different hairstyles that had different powers.
Oh, you got me. You stumped me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about this one.
You guys talk. I'm going to look it
up. Yeah. Anyway, so this Bubsy game, it's a new developer that's doing it.
Can we get a t-shirt made that says, "You guys talk, I'm going to look this up"?
Yeah. And you know what? That might be the next shirt, honestly.
But they had a chance to bring Bubsy back last year. They made a game. It was bad.
And they did it bad.
It was still bad.
Yeah.
But here it comes again with another one, which is already done, but they're doing a Kickstarter to fund DLC and extra voice lines and extra t-shirts.
But why don't they just wait until the game is released and see how it sells and then use the...
Because it's not going to sell. For that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's good.
It's Bubsy.
But it might be good because Choice Provisions, the company that makes those Bit Trip and Runner games that are good,
It
made this one somehow for some reason.
Yeah, now Cody, I hear what you're saying and I want to rebuttal. This is Bubsy.
But Bit Trip Runner is really good. Choice Provisions makes good games.
But what if this is Bub's Trip Runner?
It probably will be.
Yeah.
So the game will be good, but there'll be no real reason it needs to exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But don't give money to this Kickstarter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
You don't need the Bubsy game doesn't need DLC because it doesn't need to exist. And also, Bubsy is being voiced by Vic. What's his last name?
I don't even want to give the guy a platform. He's a trash human.
Yeah. He's the guy that's been recently getting in a lot of trouble because he is a creep at conventions.
Yeah, to put it lightly.
Yeah. And
to put it on radio terms, he is a creep at conventions. He was kicked off of Ruby, the Rooster Teeth show. Is that right?
The Rooster Teeth anime kind of show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of these allegations.
Yeah. And so, yeah, let's hope that this Bubsy project disappears, goes quietly into the night.
Or they pay a different voice actor. See if it was
if it
was a Kickstarter to get somebody else to voice Bubsy.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, perfect. Maybe I could get behind that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, speaking of disappearing quietly into the night, so Machinima's gone. Machinima was like a YouTube platform for like game.
Well,
it kind of things and started, video kind of things.
First,
and
it was a type of. It was a genre.
Right.
Yeah, at first it was a place to host videos people made with video games, which is what Machinima means. It's making animations using...
Right, but for years it had kind of morphed into something
else, yeah, it turned into like a creator channel just for video game content.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like news and original content, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and now it's gone, and which... I mean, channels like that come and go. They kind of disappeared. Yeah, Machinima's kind of a bigger one, but they've been around forever. The big thing is when they disappeared, when they stopped production on their things, all of their old content also disappeared.
Yeah, they took everything with them. They took their toys and went home.
And that sucks because there was a lot of really good content that was made by, adjacent creators and not like specific like Machinima creators.
Because they paid a lot of other creators to make content for their channel.
Yeah, and now it is just
man. I remember all those World of Warcraft Machinimas people made over the years.
Yeah,
like Ox. That's how Oxhorn got famous. Man, those were some entertaining music videos. Mm-hmm. But also the Prime Wars Transformers animated series was a Machinima.
Yeah, they had original shows and stuff there towards the end, and now they're all gone.
All of it. That's...
And 81 people lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
That's quite a few. Yeah. I just hope this content pops up somewhere else down the line.
Hopefully somebody had a backup, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when Cracked fired all of their funny YouTube people,
mm-hmm.
but at least you can still watch those old videos.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they didn't just, poof and disappear as though they never existed in the first place.
They had a lot of really good YouTube content, too.
Yeah.
And they just went up and fired everybody that was talented.
Yeah. So listen, we gotta get into these Super Bowl commercials because, hey, it happened, and we got to talk about them. So there were some movie trailers, first and foremost. Let's talk about those real quick. Avengers Endgame got one. There wasn't much to it.
Yeah, it wasn't really a whole lot going on.
You're just walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking around looking angry. There was a... It's pretty clear that someone was CGI'd out of that scene.
Yeah.
So...
It didn't tell us anything we didn't already know about this movie.
Yeah. But yeah, Avengers Endgame looks good. Of course it is. I think the big surprise is it's coming out in April. I did not think it was going to be that soon.
Yeah, I thought it was like summer.
Yeah.
What if it's an April Fool's and it's a Howard the Duck movie?
Oh, so good.
With Seth Green as Howard the Duck.
Yes, that would be so great. So along with that, there was a Captain Marvel trailer.
That would be so great if it wasn't, not even Howard the Duck, but an April Fool's joke. Everybody's, chomping at the bit for this movie so bad. It would be so funny if it was anything else.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But yeah, that the Captain Marvel trailer looked really good. Again, I mean, nothing we haven't already seen, but
it was cool.
It looks really cool.
I think it got the spirit of the character a little more than the other trailers have.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm a little concerned about with Avengers Endgame coming out in April and Captain Marvel coming out in March, why are they releasing these two movies so close to each other?
That's a good point.
Like, are they worried that the superhero movie bubble is going to burst? Are they concerned that Captain Marvel is not going to perform as well as they hope it will?
Yeah.
Why would they release these within a month of each other?
Also, why not summertime?
Yeah.
Too. These are big summer tentpole movies.
I am really surprised they're not releasing Avengers in May, because traditionally Marvel releases a movie on the weekend of Free Comic Book Day.
That's true.
It's the first Saturday in May.
Yeah, well, generally, there for a while, it was like when they were doing one movie a year, that's what they did.
That's what they did.
But when they started putting out multiple movies a year, we would get a good one, but not the big one in May. And then
we'd get Guardians.
Yeah, we would get Guardians or like Black Panther or something.
Right.
During that time, and then the summer was the Avengers.
Yeah. The only thing, and I just thought of this, so I have nothing to back this up. The only thing I can think of is, what if they are bumping up Avengers Endgame a month to make way for some other huge movie that they want to release that they don't want to...
When Spider-Man?
Not for another year.
Oh, so it's not Spider-Man.
It's not Spider-Man. I'm talking Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, it's for Star Wars.
Yeah, what if there's a Star War coming? In May.
But lately, they've been bringing those out in December.
Yeah.
True.
Then I have no idea.
But they did a bad, and they messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's weird.
Unless they feel maybe the summer is going to be too heavy.
That's the only other thing. Yeah.
What? I don't
but
even
never
know
stopped
coming,
them before.
I don't know what's coming out in the summer.
Shazam.
Oh, boy.
Other thing. They might be trying to bury Shazam by releasing two of their really good superhero movies.
And then Shazam, which will probably be fun, but not
not make great. A ton of money. Yeah. And they'll just bury it between. Yeah, that might be what they're doing. So the other couple of movies, there is a Fast and the Furious cinematic universe, expanded universe movie starring The Rock and
Jason Statham
and Idris Elba, called Hobbs and Shaw. And You guys, this looks so stupid. I can't wait to see it.
It sounds like a fake show that would be in another show. Like, we got to get home for Hobbs and Shaw.
It looks like a fake trailer. Like, okay, so Fast and the Furious was like a racing movie, right?
Well, the first
like
few.
It was like crime and racing and Vin Diesel.
Street racing.
And now you have The Rock fighting Idris Elba, who has legitimate superpowers.
Yeah, he's bulletproof, has super strength.
Yeah, he's Luke Cage.
But evil.
He's evil Luke Cage versus The Rock and the guy from The Meg. I mean, what kind of world do we live in which the Fast and the Furious franchise has the same number of movies and is now expanding into EU than Star Wars? Yeah. That's the only other franchise that can compare to it right now. And that's crazy to me.
I just can't wait for its sequel with Snoop Dogg called Calvin and Hobbes.
You've been sitting on that joke all morning.
I have.
And that's wonderful. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you worked it in there.
He wears a tiger stripe coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wears the coat like Ryan Gosling in Driver, but it's got a tiger on the back.
Oh, man. Okay, so there was one other movie trailer. There's already been a trailer for this out. It's called Us. It's Jordan Peele's next film.
Yeah, and it was the same trailer they've already shown.
Pretty much.
But darn it, does it look like a good and very scary movie.
That's the reason why we're bringing it up, because it looks real good. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Right up there with, oh my God, I forgot the name of the other one. Get Out. Yeah. Which was also fantastic. Yeah.
Speaking of which, the trailer for his new take on Twilight Zone looks really good.
It was a really cool trailer that kind of played with the fact that it was a Super Bowl ad.
And unfortunately, it had the twist that it's on CBS All Access.
Yeah,
so
that was
pay
the,
for the app to watch it.
That was the I broke my glasses moment. I've got all this time to watch Twilight Zone. I don't have a CBS All Access account, and I'm not going to get one.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, stop me if I'm wrong, and if I'm thinking of the wrong show. Didn't they bring Twilight Zone back once?
They did.
Yeah, there was an 80s one.
There was an 80s one. There was a mid-90s one, too. Mid-90s, early 2000s
I remember
one.
When they brought the Outer Limits back.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought back Twilight Zone. They've tried it a couple times, but I think
it's
unlike
take
the past
this
ones, this one, this one's going to work because it's Jordan Peele. I think it's going to take this time, for
They're
sure.
They're doing a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah.
Like,
Toy Story 4?
Yeah. They're both in that
They're both in that. They're both in the trailer for that one.
Key was in the Predator.
He was, yeah.
There were some good jokes.
I'm sure. I have no doubt.
I mean, I can't repeat any of them on the radio, but
hey, oh no.
Since all these shows are going to CBS All Access, what does CBS put on their TV channel?
NCIS, The Big Bang Theory, and Modern its other Baby. Movie.
What? CBS.
Yeah, it's not CBS.
That's ABC.
Yeah.
Like, but they're making all these shows. Like, why? You got a TV channel that's in every freaking home that has an antenna.
12 hours of Young Sheldon.
Yeah, apparently.
Is that show even still going?
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, it's like it's in its third or fourth season by now. I'm not joking. It's coming back for another season. It got renewed.
Like, they have to be playing, yeah, like five shows over and mm-hmm. over again. It's like Cartoon Network and Teen Titans Go, but it's well, young Sheldon Go.
Yeah, pretty much. Bazinga!
Go, Nee! Yeah. Get Puffy on me to do the theme song.
Right. All right, so we don't have a ton of time, so let's go around real quick. Were there any other like non-movie trailers or commercials that you saw that stuck out to you this year?
I liked the Amazon one because it had Harrison Ford and a Boston Terrier in it.
arguing with each other.
Yeah, that was a very good one. The Bud Light ones, I think, did the best this year.
With the Bud Knight that looks kind of like Shovel Knight.
Yeah, the Bud Knight.
They should
between, you know, taking some real deep shots at Miller Lite and Coors Light, and then also getting murdered
by the mountain. And King, well, I don't know if it was the mountain per se, the actor, but...
Yeah, some Game of Thrones thing.
Reference to
Game of Thrones. They should have had it be like Tyrion Lannister or something. Have him take his helmet off and it was like a Game of Thrones.
Well, he was character. Cool. He wasn't the one doing the head crushing in Game of Thrones.
True.
Yeah.
But they should have had, like, just literally have somebody from the show.
Well, they did. They had the dragon.
That's not. It's not a person, though.
Hey, dragons are people, too.
No, they're dragons. it would have been a better reveal if there was a recognizable character from the show.
They're scaly Americans.
I agree. Yep. let's see. I'm just going down a list of trailers. You know, I think I might be the only one here that enjoyed it. I like the Stella Artois commercial, but I'm a sucker for anything with the dude in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He didn't do much with it, and, like, I don't know.
They didn't, but I think they did enough for a beer that I'm not going to drink.
I just don't like to see seeing the dude commercialized in that way.
Yeah, that's true.
It kind of goes against the dude.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit, I suppose.
But you're also still hot off your dude-a-thon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah,
You clapped when you saw it.
I clapped when I saw it. Speaking of which, that Walmart commercial with all the cars?
That was exactly, yeah.
That's exactly
I
it.
I recognize that. And also, it's Walmart.
That wasn't a Super Bowl ad, though.
Well, it was for the Super Bowl.
They
obviously shelled out the money for that for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're going to get all they can out of it. They're going to play it for more than the Super Bowl.
That commercial aired weeks ago.
But they spent the money on it for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean, yes. There's a lot of trademark.
It had every pop culture, nerd culture car you could think of in it.
For a second, I thought I was watching Ready Player 2.
It was the Ready Player One of Walmart commercial.
Yeah. That's right, Michael.
Yeah. You want Knight Rider? We got Knight Rider. We got Bumblebee from the film Bumblebee. We got the Ecto One. We got Scooby-Doo car.
Mystery Machine.
Little tiny dinosaurs inside a dinosaur car.
Yeah. It's all here.
It's all here, and you all recognize it.
Please, let your memories of all of these great things and nostalgic feels congeal up with your opinion of Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, moving on. The Pepsi Bubbly commercial with Michael Bublé was funny.
It was a joke you could come up with in 2 seconds.
But they did it. They did it. I like that Michael Bublé is willing to make fun of himself.
It just makes me think of the better SNL sketch.
Oh, yeah. Ham and Bubbly.
Ham and Bubbly.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Let's see. That Audi commercial about the guy being dead is weird.
When you die, everybody gets an Audi, apparently.
Yeah,
So everybody go die?
Yeah, the Kia commercial confused me.
It was very much a pandering to a blue-collar audience.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah,
which there's nothing wrong with that, but it was pretty shameless.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I felt like it was almost like, not so much pandering, but patronizing.
Yeah.
It was really walking that line.
It was like the Larry the Cable Guy of car commercials. Yeah.
Only it wasn't funny. It was just bad.
I really thought it was funny.
That's exactly what bothers me about it. You're right. Is it's kind of patronizing.
A little bit. Yeah. So we didn't really sit and watch it here, but the avocados commercial with Kristen Chenoweth was clever. What it was a dog show, but it was humans doing the tricks with the dogs being their trainers, and the humans had haircuts that looked like their dogs.
I'm sure a marketing executive is very proud.
Yeah,
of
and the winner got a silver cup full of guacamole.
I don't really like avocados.
It was kind of funny.
I don't understand how guacamole equates to like the
dog show,
the human version of dog food.
Like, yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but you're absolutely right.
Guacamole, it's a dog treat, but for people.
Oh, let's see. Skittles is
it's like a milk bone for people mouth.
Let's see. Skittles is doing a live Broadway show, and that's weird. So what about that Planters commercial?
With the peanut mobile?
The one that came right out of 2006?
Yeah, let's make Charlie Sheen jokes because that's funny now in 2019.
Yeah.
Should have said Tiger Blood or, winning or something.
Something.
He should have not have been in the commercial.
Well, that too.
He had his time of weird, undeserved attention for being crazy.
And coked out of his mind.
Yeah, he did. Let's not call back to it.
Yeah. Okay, we're kind of running low on these, but...
there was a very good Burger King commercial with Andy Warhol.
That was really good.
That I liked because... Just for the gall of making everybody watch Andy Warhol eat a Whopper for a good solid 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That felt like forever.
In the middle of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like,
no music, nothing, just loud eating and paper rustling.
Yeah. In a video clip from the 70s.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting. There was one that was for the NFL, like 100-year anniversary or something like that. That was pretty funny. It was like at some dinner party or something, and a football fell off a cake.
Yeah,
and then
the football gala,
a room
or
full of retired football player, like actual NFL players, like
yell fumble,
and ended up everyone doing like their iconic, like, the icky shuffle, and like,
and they all
tackling each other.
Then
and stuff.
They all get concussions.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And then, and then Bo Jackson breaks his hip again.
Yeah. But hey, Jim Brown was there, and that guy's cool. He was in Three the Hard Way, and that's a great movie.
Do you remember when O.J. Simpson was in the Naked Gun movies?
Oh, yeah.
Did it have Thurman Thomas?
It might have.
I only know him because of Tecmo Super Bowl. Yeah. He's like one of the best players in that game. Touchdown, Thurman Thomas.
Okay, I think we've pretty well milked the commercials for all it's worth.
We tapped this keg.
Yeah, there were some more.
Of ice cold Michelob Ultra that robots wish they could drink. Or was that?
No, that was the ASMR one with Zoe Kravitz.
Okay. What was the robot one? Was
you're right. That was Michelob
Ultra.
There was maybe Michelob Light was the one with Zoe Kravitz doing the ASMR.
But a running theme this year was robots. Okay,
yeah,
a lot
which was
of robots.
Weird. Yeah, the
Robot Boy.
Yeah, the Robot Boy
for TurboTax, which is weird.
Yeah, and the Sprint?
The Sprint robots that have been around for a while and have never been in a good commercial and still haven't.
Yeah. Why does that tiny Sprint robot sound like MC Chris?
It's not, because then he would have money from it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
But it does, you're right.
He did it for a lunch.
Oh, he's gone some hard times, guys. MC Chris.
We could get him on the show. It was like $100.
It was like $100. I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility. But all right. So anyway,
if people ask for it, if you want MC Chris on the show, let us know and we'll do it.
We'll talk to MC Chris. I have some questions for MC Chris.
Why did you hold your phone wrong in that YouTube video where you cried?
What happened to all your Aqua Teen money?
He never made any money off of Aqua Teen. Where's all that sweet C-Lab 2021 money? Yeah. That's the question.
Hesh need cash. This is mean.
This
is getting a little too mean.
Yeah, we've gone over and we're starting to get mean and cranky. So let's go ahead and wrap up the show. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
And let us know if you want MC Chris on the show.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV. Is there another thing I say?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
We're also on a bunch of places that you can find podcasts today. We're going to go Stitcher. We're on Stitcher. go over to Stitcher, give us a listen. I don't know if there's a rating and review section, but if there is, please give us one of those. That helps out a lot.
You can do it on Apple Podcasts too. That would probably help
more. That would actually help out. Yeah. We also sell t-shirts, bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. That's TEE. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverload now.
Yeah, and Patreon that money so we can get MC Chris.
And again, I think that's pretty much it. So, again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.